Okay, let's get back to it. Yes. Please be quiet. I can't hear. Okay.
Sorry, I'm actually raising our hand. Do we raise our hand? Whoever is paying attention, we all raise our hands. Then it's like helps the kids run quiet.
I guess you didn't see her.
Okay. You know, please be quiet is just a polite way of saying something else, right?
I'm not going to go back to
Hey, you won't give anybody other way.
All right, it's Brendan. Where's Brendan? It's Brendan's birthday today.
All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brendan. Happy birthday to you.
Four more years.
Are you through? All right. All right. Back to the notes. So we are on page 57. We're a little bit above the middle S, the death of Jacob. Death of Jacob. Starting with verse 28. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father said to them when he blessed them. He blessed them, everyone with the blessing appropriate to him. Then he charged them and said to them, I am about to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought along with the field of Ephron the Hittite for a burial site. There they buried Abram and his wife Sarah. There they buried Isaac and his wife Rebekah. And there I buried Leah. It's interesting. The wife that he ends up getting buried with is Leah. Okay. The field and the cave that is in it purchased from the sons of Heth. When Jacob finished charging his sons, he drew his feet into the bed and breathed his last. And he was gathered to his people. So, number one is a summary statement of the blessing of his sons. I want to read Hebrews 11:21. It says, by faith Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. So he was confident of his relationship with God. So number one is a summary statement. Two is the request for burial in the cave which Abraham purchased. And then three is Jacob breathed his last. Chapter 50. Incidentally, you'll have to give me a note or something that you've complete. Well, actually on the exam, I'm not sure what I want to do about the exam. I'm really hesitant to let you take it in the library and put it in my box. Why do you think I'm hesitant?
Are you worried that we might cheat?
No, because if you're going to cheat, you're going to cheat anyway. And that's between you and God.
There's been a lot of tasks left in the library after your deadlines.
My main reason is that some of you don't turn it in. And I do not want to chase everybody down. Where's your exam? So if we don't do it that way, about the only time we can do it is when? Wednesday morning. Okay. So I guess we could do it Monday morning during, well, now we already have a Bible study methods exam. I don't think you want to take two. No, that's Monday. Bible study methods is Monday. Okay. So if I let you take it in the library, wouldn't you rather do that than take it Wednesday morning? So I think that's the route we'll go. Okay. But you be, if you don't turn it in, I'm not going to hunt you down. So you'll just be minus an exam if you don't turn it in.
Mr. Indian is letting people take certain exams early, but then he's having anybody who didn't take it that come in and do a class on Tuesday. So I don't know if that would be a helpful thing.
Well, wouldn't be helpful for me. You just take that exam and get it turned in. We'll say you turn it in by Tuesday morning, okay? How hard is it?
Are you going to put it in the library?
Yeah, I'll put it in the library. Just like today.
Okay.
Today. Because some of you wanted to take early exams anyway, right? Okay. All right. Let's finish the book. Okay, the burial of Jacob is 51 through 14. Then Joseph fell on his father's face and wept over him and kissed him. Joseph commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his father, so the physicians embalmed Israel. Now 40 days were required for such as the period required for embalming, and the Egyptians wept for him 70 days. That's 2 days short of the way they mourn a Pharaoh. When the days of mourning for him were past, Joseph spoke to the household of Pharaoh, saying, "If now I have found favor in your sight, please speak to Pharaoh, saying, 'My father made me swear, saying, behold, I am about to die in my grave, which I dug for myself in the land of Canaan. There you shall bury me. Now, therefore, please let me go up and bury my father. Then I will return.' Pharaoh said, 'Go up and bury your father as he made you swear.' So Joseph went up to bury his father, and with him went up all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his household, and all the elders of the land of Egypt, and all the household of Joseph and his brothers and his father's household. They left only their little ones and their flocks and their herds in the land of Goshen. There also went up with him both chariots and horsemen." So they made a big production, so to speak, out of this. And it was a very great company. When they came to the threshing floor of Atad, which is beyond the Jordan, they lamented there with a very great and sorrowful lamentation, and he observed 7 days mourning for his father. Now when the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning at the threshing floor of Atad, they said, "This is a grievous mourning for the Egyptians." Therefore, it was named Abel Mizraim, which is beyond the Jordan, which has to do with the grieving of Egypt. Okay, number one under T is the preparation for burial. The 70 days mourning is only 2 days, as I said, less than the normal time for mourning for a pharaoh. There's a quote there from Johnson again. It says, "The proud titled magnates of the most exclusive aristocracy of the ancient world honor the old Jewish shepherd, even though shepherds are an abomination to the Egyptians." Two is the request for burial granted by Pharaoh. And three is the Canaanites' recognition of Egypt's mourning of Jacob. And then it's the burial of Jacob. 15 through 20... Did you have a question?
Yeah. Do we know why the shepherds were an abomination to the Egyptians?
They just considered it like below them and that kind of thing. There's dirtbag shepherds. Okay. 15 through 21 is the reassurance of forgiveness. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, what if Joseph bears a grudge against us and pays? So they're thinking right away, Joseph's going to get us good now. So bears a grudge against us and pays us back in full for all the wrong which we did to him. So they sent a message, so they make up a story. Remember, these guys, it's kind of generational sin in these families, are liars. So they sent a message to Joseph saying, your father charged before he died, saying, thus you shall say to Joseph, please forgive, I beg you, the transgression of your brothers and their sin, for they did you wrong. And now please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also came and fell down before him and said, behold, we are your servants. But Joseph said to them, do not be afraid, for am I in God's place. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive. So therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. So he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. That's a classic, classic statement. You meant it for evil, God meant it for good. Because who's in control? Just like all things work together for good for those who love God, for those who are called according to his purpose. So regardless of what we go through, as long as we're rightly related to God through faith in Christ, we know this is for our good. Okay, so under you, the reassurance of forgiveness. One is the fear of Joseph's brothers. Two, the reassurance of Joseph. You meant it for evil, God meant it for good. And then the last, 22 through 26 is the death of Joseph and the reaffirmation of the promise. So number one, the death of Joseph, 22 through 33. Wait a second, 23. Now Joseph stayed in Egypt, he and his father's household, and Joseph lived 110 years. Joseph saw the third generation of Ephraim's sons. Also the sons of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were born on Joseph's knees. That means he held them. Joseph said to his brothers, I am about to die, but God will surely take care of you and bring you up from this land to the land which he promised on oath to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob. So notice how those they always cling to those promises. Then Joseph made the sons of Israel swear, saying, God will surely take care of you, and you shall carry my bones up from here. So Joseph died at the age of 110 years, and he was embalmed and placed in a coffin in Egypt. So until they're released, Joseph's coffin's there in Egypt. And then when the Israelites are released from Egypt, they take Joseph's coffin and body back down to the promised land. So underneath the death of Joseph and the reaffirmation of the promise, death of Joseph, 110 years, was considered the ideal life by the Egyptians. Some 27 references in Egyptian writings bring that out. B, he lived to see his grandchildren, which is a real blessing according to Proverbs 17:6. Which reads, grandchildren are the crown of old men, and the glory of sons is their fathers. And then it's the reaffirmation of the promise, Hebrews 11:22. That is, he refers to the promise. Hebrews 11:22 says, by faith Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the exodus of the sons of Israel and gave orders concerning his bones. So then however you want to say it. The purpose of section 11. So this is the 11th toldoth, history of Jacob. The purpose of this section is to record the history of the fathers of the 12 tribes. There is much in this that the tribes themselves should be acquainted with for their comfort and admonition. The main emphasis in this section is on Joseph, the son who receives the blessing of the firstborn. His story is the locus classicus, That's like a key passage on the providence of God in the Old Testament. And then Derek Kidner wrote, the book of Genesis reaches an appropriate close at the end of Joseph's career with the promise to Abraham clearly in the process of fulfillment, yet pointing to a new intervention. And with Abraham's descendants rapidly increasing to the limits of what can be called a family, this book of families ended. The sons of Israel will be found at the next stage of their history, no longer even a clan, but a nation, great, mighty, and populous. And that's the whole reason I think that God had them go away into Egypt, because that's where he developed into a nation. He had to look at it like an incubator. Okay. All right, questions or comments before we review? And now you are allowed to record if you so choose. Yes, Ezra?
Almost we should just have one person do it and like record off the mic. But
I think that might be easier, right?
That would make more sense.
Look at all those phones. My goodness.
You could make one.
I could.
Oh, I got the best part right here.
Hello there. Mine's better.
This was actually just a ploy for me to get your phones and give them to Mr. Hughesburg.
Oh, no.
Anybody else have a phone they want to bring up here?
No.
Not now.
Okay, so on this exam, this is over chapters 26 through 50. There are 15 multiple choice worth 3 points. There are 15 true or false, including the one about reading, worth 3 points. And then there's a 10-point matching. Do you remember I told you what the matching was? Matching the mothers and their sons. And remember that's listed very nicely for you in chapter 35, 23 through 27. Okay. I can't make it any easier than that. Or this. Okay. I could just give you this sheet right here with all the answers. But I won't. Okay. How many years did Isaac wait for the birth of his sons? 10, 20, or 30? 20. How many sons did Leah have before the contest of childbearing started? 2, 3, or 4?
4. First try.
How old was Joseph when we first read about him?
17.
How long after he was set free from prison did the cupbearer remember Joseph as an interpreter of dreams?
2 years.
2 years. 2 years. It's a good thing we're reviewing. Joseph's wife was named Asenath. A holy bomber or base math? Asenath. Asenath, however you want to say it. A-S-E-N-A-T-H. Joseph's life is the locus classicus on the providence of God or faithfulness of God?
Providence.
The two sons of Jacob, that killed the men of Shechem were?
Levi.
Okay, Simeon and Levi. Which of the following women mentioned in the genealogy of Christ bore twins to Judah? Ruth, Tamar, or Rahab?
Tamar.
When Jacob wrestled with the angel of the Lord, his hip was dislocated, his arm was broken, or he twisted his ankle? You better not miss that one. If you miss that one, you have to come back and take Genesis all over again. Okay. The only daughter of Jacob mentioned by name is Dinah, Deborah, or Tamar?
Dinah.
Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Have you ever heard that expression?
His name's Shechem.
Pardon?
His name's Shechem. The guy in the kitchen.
He's in the kitchen with Dinah. Joseph's firstborn was named Manasseh, Ephraim, or Judah?
Manasseh.
How old was Joseph when he was made second in command in all of Egypt?
30.
Which of Judah's twins born to him through his daughter-in-law is in the genealogy of Jesus Christ? Perez or Zerah?
Perez.
I did a wedding for a guy named Perez. And that was his last name. The meaning given for the name Israel was Prince of God, God fights, or God is a prince?
God
fights. Abimelech was the king of, some of you missed this on the last one. That's where it's back in here. Abimelech was the king of Egypt, Philistines, or Amorites?
Philistines.
Okay. True or false? Esau sold his birthright to Jacob for a bowl of soup.
True.
What? Jacob must have been good soup. Jacob's life is a good illustration of the law of the harvest.
True.
Sarah, Rebecca, and Rachel were all barren and needed God's intervention to conceive.
True.
Three basic elements of the Abrahamic covenant are land, seed, and food.
Oh.
Although in the last test I had wife and some true. There was, I think it was all girls. I don't remember for sure. Okay. Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, was the mother of Dinah.
Yeah.
Who is the mother? When Joseph tested his brothers by placing the cup in Benjamin's bag, Levi offered to be a slave in Benjamin's place.
Oh.
Who was it?
Judah.
Joseph wanted Pharaoh to know that his brothers were shepherds so they would be isolated from the Egyptians in the land of Goshen.
True.
I think Ross takes a different view, but I don't think he's right. Judah received Reuben's double portion.
False.
Who did?
Joseph.
Through Ephraim and Manasseh. When Jacob was mourned for 70 days in Egypt, it was only 2 days less than the normal mourning time for a pharaoh.
True.
There is a question about all the assigned reading. Joseph was willing to forgive his brothers because his theology was lived out in his everyday life.
True.
The history of Esau, 36 through 37:1, shows that God was faithful in fulfilling his promises to Esau.
True.
Reuben lost the blessing of the firstborn because he didn't take care of Joseph.
False.
Jacob was convinced that Joseph was still alive in Egypt when he saw all the gold his sons brought back from Egypt.
False.
Who was it?
Wagons.
Jacob named the place he camped between leaving Laban and meeting Esau two camps because he had divided his company into two camps.
True.
Why is it false? What was the other camp?
God's camp.
Angels, right? God's camp. Okay. That's why you need that Mahanaim, two gates. And then you have to match the sons and the daughters. Sons and daughters. Sons and mothers. Questions or comments? Okay. Now, I'm going to go put this exam in the library right now. Make sure this is my mom on Tuesday morning. And I'm calling the sheriff. All right, don't forget your phones.